This is now my fourth session on the subject of biblical eldership.
Kita sesi keempat mengenai topik kokolot memutkan Alkitab.
In my last session, I spoke of the qualifications for eldership.
Ina sesi abdi nuka pengker abdi nyarios mengenai syarat-syarat kanggo kokolot.
God's standards are very high indeed.
Ukuran-ukuran Gusti teh luhur pisan.
It's not my intention to ever lower those standards.
Ana tujuan abdi kanggo ngarendahkeun standar-standar eta.
At the same time, I don't want you to be discouraged thinking you can never meet those qualifications.
Dina waktu rusami abdi alim sadere karos alit mana kumargi imutan sadere henteu tiasa nadunaan syarat-syarat eta.
It's my conviction that every person should want to meet those qualifications.
Abdi yakin yang setiap jami sakadana nadunaan syarat-syarat eta.
And so I encourage you to grow in the Lord until you find yourself qualified before God.
Apingaturan saderek kanggo tumuwuh dilebet Gusti dugi ka saderek mendakan diri saderek berkualitas di paduan Gusti.
I'd like to repeat something that Jim Feeney has said in another session.
Abdi ngawihan deui anu ku Jim Feeney disarukeun dina sesi anu sanes.
The standards for eldership are high, but they don't demand total perfection.
Standar-standar kanggo kokolot nu luhur nanging henteu nuntut kasampurnaan.
This time I'm going to be speaking on the subject of the five ministries mentioned in Ephesians 4:11.
Ayeuna abdi bari nyarios ngeunaan topik lima widang pelayanan disebatkan dina Efesus 4 ayat 11.
It's my conviction that each of these five ministries are also elders in the body of Christ.
Abdi yakin yen lima widang eta mangrupikeun kokolot-kokolot dina salira Kristus.
The apostle Peter identified himself as an elder, and of course he was also an apostle.
Rasul Petrus ngasamikeun dirina salaku saurang kokolot sareng tangtos bae anjeunna teh saurang rasul.
The apostle John in his epistle said the elder to the elect lady.
Rasul Yohanes dina seratna nyebatkeun kokolot teh jalmi anu kapilih.
I repeat, it's my own personal conviction that every fivefold minister must be an elder.
Tapi di Yuhandi, salaku keyakinan Nabi pribadi yang setiap padika di lima widang pelayanan sakadana seorang kokolot.
And they also must meet all the qualifications of an elder then.
Margi eta ranjana uge kedah nedunan syarat-syarat eta ti seorang kokolot.
I'd like to read the scripture Ephesians 4:7-13.
Adibadi ngaos, pangadika Gusti tina Efesus 4 ayat 7-13.
Ephesians 4:7.
Ephesians 4 ayat 7.
But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
Orang geus dipaparin karunia masing-masing nurutkeun kumaha perluna numutkeun timbangan Kristus.
This is why it says when he ascended on high he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men.
Sakumaha cek Alkitab, mangsa anjeunna munggah ka manggung, munggahna nyandak boyongan-boyongan sarta maparin rupa-rupa karunia ka manusa.
What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?
Kecap-kecap, anjeunna munggah ka manggung netelakeun yen anjeunna kungsi lungsur ka ieu bumi.
He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
Eta nu lungsur teh lajeng munggah ka manggung nu aya di jabaning langit geus jumeneng tur ngereh sajagat raya.
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
Ti Kurnia nu dipaparinkeun teh nyaeta aya jalma nu dijadikeun rasul-rasul, aya nu dijadikeun nabi-nabi, juru-juru Injil, pamimpin-pamimpin jemaah sarta guru-guru jamaah.
To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Sakabeh dianggo jalan sangkan umat nu percaya ka Allah supaya bisa ngalampahkeun kawajibanna anu geus dipaparin kumantena jeung pikeun ka jembaran salira Kristus.
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
Tujuanna supaya urang tunggal saiman sarta tunggal sapaham anggoning kumawula ka Putra Allah malar bisa jadi manusia nu sampurna ngesan ngagambarkeun kasampurnaan Kristus anu agung.
The first six verses of this chapter speak of God's desire for unity in the church.
Genep ayat nu ngawitan dina pasal ieu nyaros ngeunaan kahoyong Gusti ngeunaan ngahijina di gereja.
He speaks of one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Anjeunna nyaros ngeunaan hiji Gusti, hiji iman, sareng hiji baptisan.
But in the presence of this unity there is diversification.
Dina ngahijina ieu aya perbentenan. Dina
1 Corinthians 12 teaches there's one body, the body of Christ.
1 Korintus 12 ngawulangkeun aya hiji salira Kristus.
But there are many ministries within the body of Christ.
Aing saeut pelayanan dina salira Kristus.
These ministries are not designed to bring disunity, but to bring unity.
Pelayanan-pelayanan ieu hanteu dirancang kanggo nyandak perpecahan aing kanggo ngahijikeun.
In the 7th verse he says unto every one of us grace is given.
Dina ayat ka-7 anjeunna nyarios urang geus dipaberian kurnia masing-masing numutkeun kumaha perluna numutkeun timbangan Kristus.
Sorry to repeat myself, he said there's 1-1-1-1.
Babi diuhan deui anjeunna nyarios masing-masing.
But in the presence of this oneness there are 5 ministries.
Eng dina kesatuan ieu aya 5 bidang pelayanan.
As the Apostle Paul was writing this portion of the Word of God, he quoted the verse out of Psalm 68.
Rasul Paulus nuju nyerat bagian tina pangandika Gusti ieu anjeunna niron tina Jabur 68.
He said it is written, when he ascended on high, he led captives captives and gave gifts unto men.
Anjeunna nyaros aya diserat, mangga anjeunna munggah ka manggung, munggahna nyandak boyongan-boyongan sarta maperin rupa-rupa karunia ka manusia.
I have studied that verse and I find that it has something more to say in Psalm 68.
Adi parantos diajar ngeunaan ayat ieu abdi mendakan nu langkung nu disaurkeun tina Jabur 68.
It says further than what Paul wrote that the Lord might dwell there.
Disaurkeun dieu yen waktos Paulus nyerat Gusti aya di dinya.
He gave these 5 gifts so that he might dwell in the church in these 5 gifts.
Anjeunna masa 5 dugi ka aranjeunna tiasa linggih ka 5 pamasian eta.
The word of God teaches that Jesus Christ was all 5 of these 5 ministries.
Pangandika Gusti ngawulangkeun yen Yesus Kristus teh kalimana tina 5 bidang pelayanan ieu.
Hebrews 3:1 says he is the apostle of our profession, of our faith.
Ibrani 3 ayat 1 nyaraskeun yen anjeunna teh rasul nu ku urang diangkeun ku iman urang.
In the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter, the apostle Peter preached that Jesus was the great prophet like unto Moses.
Dina carita rasul pasal 3 rasul Petrus ngutbahkeun yen Yesus teh nabi ageng sapertos Musa.
Jesus Christ was the great evangelist.
Yesus Kristus teh juru Injil anu agung.
He came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Anjeunna dongkap kanggo milarian sareng nyalametkeun nu ilang.
And he is the great shepherd of the sheep.
Sareng anjeunna teh panganggon anu agung kanggo domba-domba.
The first chapter of the book of Acts, the first verse says that all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Pasal ieu dicaroskeun pada malah rasul ayat 1 nyaroskeun ngeunaan sadaya nu Yesus dipidamel sareng diwulangkeun.
He is the great teacher.
Anjeunna teh guru agung.
And he wants to have these different facets of his person distributed throughout the church.
Anjeunna hayang sada sisi kapribadianna disebarkeun ka saraya gareja.
I don't believe Jesus will be adequately represented by only one or two of these ministries.
Abdi henteu percantan Yesus cekap diwakilan ku hiji janten abdi dua tina pelayanan ieu.
He gave 5 ministries.
Anjeunna masian 5 bidang pelayanan.
I don't say that all 5 of these ministries have to be in one local church.
Abi teu nyarios ka 5 bidang pelayanan ieu kedah aya di hiji gereja lokal.
The church at Antioch had prophets and teachers.
Gereja di Antioquia ngagaduhan nabi-nabi sareng guru-guru.
They had 2 of the 5 ministries there.
Anjeunna ngagaduhan 2 tina bidang pelayanan di dinya.
I still believe all 5 of these ministries should be in the church.
Abdi masih percantan ka 5 bidang pelayanan ieu sakedana aya di lebet gareja.
And each local church should be touched by these 5 ministries.
Di setiap gereja lokal sakedana aya 5 bidang pelayanan ieu.
One of these ministries cannot equip the saints.
Mung hiji mah moal tiasa ngalengkepan jalmi-jalmi suci.
Again, I repeat, it takes all 5 of the ministries to represent Jesus Christ.
Kali deui prayogi 5 bidang pelayanan kangge ngawakilan Yesus Kristus.
As long as the church is here, he wants these 5 ministries here.
Rami gereja ieu di dieu anjeunna mikahoyong ka 5 bidang pelayanan ieu aya di dieu.
I have in my notes this question: who appoints and places these ministries?
Dina catatan abdi aya patarasan ieu saha nu nunjuk sareng nempatkeun padega-padega ieu.
In 1 Corinthians 12 it says emphatically God appoints first apostles, second prophets and third teachers.
Dina hiji Korintus 12 disaurkeun Allah netepkeun nu ngawitan salaku rasul, dua saurang nabi, tilu salaku guru.
Is my emphasis that God does his appointing.
Abdi nekenkeun yen Gusti nu netepkeun ieu.
As I have taught on the subject of elders, I have taught that we can set our heart on becoming an elder.
Kapatos abdi parantos ngawulang kenana ngenaan kokolot, abdi parantos ngawulang yen urang tiasa netepkeun dina mana urang kanggo janten saurang kokolot.
As I stand before you today, I am not a prophet.
Kapatos abdi ngadeg di payunan saderek dinten ieu, abdi sanes saurang nabi.
I can't just set my mind on becoming a prophet and become a prophet unless God makes me a prophet.
Abdi tiasa netepkeun emutan abdi kanggo janten saurang nabi sareng janten saurang nun upami Gusti henteu ngajantenkeun abdi saurang nabi.
A man can set his heart on becoming an elder and become an elder.
Lampang pamengket tiasa kagungan tekad kanggo janten saurang kokolot sareng janten saurang kokolot.
But these gifts are in the will of God for persons, for individuals.
Naing karunia karena ieu teh aya dina kahoyong Gusti kanggo jalmi-jalmi kanggo pribadi-pribadi.
Then it says God appoints apostles first.
Katanya ditetapkan kagusti rasul-rasul tipayun.
And prophets second.
Nuka dua nabi-nabi.
And teachers third.
Nuka tilu guru-guru.
Some people think that the prophet is the apostle is like the general.
Beberapa orang gaduh imutan rasul teh sapertos jenderal.
And the prophet is a lesser officer.
Nabi-nabi teh hiji jabatan nu langkung handap.
And the teacher lesser yet.
Guru-guru langkung handap deui.
It's not been my conviction that that's the way it is.
Anas keyakinan abdi sapertos kitu.
Because it depends on the circumstances.
Margi gumantung kana kaayaan.
When I go into a local church, I am submitted to the local pastor.
Waktos abdi dongkap ka hiji gereja lokal, abdi tunduk ka pandeta gereja lokal.
I'm submitted to the local eldership.
Abdi tunduk kana kokolot lokal.
Some people are very reticent to take the name of apostle.
Beberapa jalmi hoyong pisan gelar rasul.
Because they think they're exalting themselves to do that.
Bagi mutanana aranjeun ngaluhurkeun dirina nyarira ku ngalakukeun eta.
They think they're putting themselves in the first position.
Mutanana aranjeun aya dina kadudukan nomor hiji.
What I believe it means that the apostles came first.
Anu ku abdi dipercanten ieu hartosna rasul sebat langkung tipayun.
All the people that Jesus called were apostles as far as these ministries are concerned.
Rajalmi nu ku Yesus disebat rasul aya kaitana sareng pelayanan.
12 apostles but no prophets.
Tapi rasul nanging henteu aya nabi-nabi.
No evangelists, pastors or teachers.
Aya juru Injil, gembala tanapi guru.
So the apostle came first.
Tapi rasul langkung tipayun.
And if you read the historical account of the book of Acts, then the prophets came.
Kitab sejarah dina carosan para rasul satrasna nabi-nabi.
And then the teachers.
Satrasna guru-guru.
And then in Ephesians 4:11 it was Christ working with his Father who gave these gifts.
In Efesus 4:11 disarukeun yen Kristus didamel sareng Ramana anu nganugrahkeun pamasihan-pamasihan ieu.
Now this portion of the scripture we have read also denotes the time factor here as well.
Dan bagian tina pangajian Gusti anu parantos diaos oge nunjukeun ayana waktos.
It says when he ascended on high he gave gifts to men.
Disarukeun anjeunna munggah ka manggung munggahna nyandak boyongan-boyongan sarta
There are some people on the earth who think that only apostles were the original 12.
Pada rupa-rupa karunia ka manusia. Asa babaraha jalmi di dunia anu gaduh imutan yang rasul-rasul teh mung 12.
He appointed them while he was with them on the earth.
Anja nunjuk rasul ieu waktos anjeunna sasarengan di dunia.
Ephesians 4:11 establishes a point in time.
Efesus 4:11 nyatkeun soal waktos. Mangsa anjeunna munggah.
When he ascended on high, he gave gifts to men.
Kamanggung munggahna nyandak boyongan-boyongan sarta maparin rupa-rupa karunia ka manusia.
The book of Acts teaches in the first chapter they saw him ascend.
Cara rasul-rasul ngamulangkeun dina pasal 1 aranjeunna ningali anjeunna munggah.
And so he gave gifts to men at that point of time and has been giving them since that point of time.
Santen anjeunna masihan ku manusia waktos harita sareng parantos masihan waktos harita.
Most of the fivefold ministries are not identified in the New Testament.
Beserta tiga lima jenis pelayanan henteu dikenal ku dina perjanjian enggal.
The one most identified is that of the apostle.
Rasul itu dikenalnya eta rasul.
The one that's most identified in this age is that of a pastor.
Mami zaman ayeuna mah gembala.
But again, in the Bible, the most one most identified is the apostle, and the pastor is mentioned only one time.
Nah, in Alkitab, salah sahiji nu paling seueur dikenal nyaeta rasul, sareng gembala mung disebat sakali.
I'd like to make one point very, very plain right now.
Abdi bade ngadamel hiji poin nu sederhana pisan.
I don't believe these names were to be given as titles.
Abdi henteu percantan umpami nami-nami ieu dipasihkeun salaku gelar.
They are job descriptions.
Eta rincian tugas.
Is Paul the apostle?
Paulus teh rasul.
Is Agabus the prophet?
Agabus teh nabi.
Is Philip the evangelist?
Filipus teh juru Injil.
So I don't request the people to call me Pastor Benjamin.
Dan abi henteu ngahubungkeun ka jalma ni kanggo nyaur abi Pandita Benyamin.
During my days of pastoring I was Dick Benjamin, pastor.
Kami dinten abdi ngembangkeun abi Dick Benyamin Pandita.
And I don't certainly don't want people to call me the Apostle Benjamin.
Barantos pasti abi alim jalma nyaur abi Rasul Benyamin.
These five names, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher are job descriptions.
Kalima nami ya rasul-rasul, nabi-nabi, juru-juru Injil, guru-guru, gembala-gembala teh rincian tugas.
Some people become title conscious.
Sabeberapa jalmi resep gelar.
And Jesus told us to avoid that.
Yesus masih anterang ka urang kanggo ngahindaran eta.
I've had people say to me, "By what should I address you?"
Aya jalmi-jalmi nu nyaros ka abdi, abdi kedah nyauran naon ka saderek.
I tell him, call me Dick, that's my name. I regard Jim Feeney as an apostle.
Beningali Jim Feeney salaku saurang rasul.
But I don't call him Apostle Feeney.
Nang abi henteu nyebut anjeunna rasul.
I call him Jim because that's the name his mother and father gave him.
Abi nyauran Jim kumarki nami ti ibu ramana.
But he has that job.
Nang anjeunna kagungan padamelan eta.
And I believe he does it well.
Abi cantan anjeunna ngalukeun sae pisan.
And so I want to emphasize that fact that we don't call, make these titles.
Abi bade nekeunkeun buktos yen urang henteu kang nganggo gelar-gelar eta.
I was starting to say I was going to use a natural illustration. We have a man named Jones who's a carpenter. We don't call him Carpenter Jones. We call him Jones the carpenter. I hope they have carpenters in the country where you are. If we have a plumber named Baker, we call him Baker the plumber.
Pami aya tukang patri namina Baker, urang nyauran Baker si tukang patri.
We don't call him plumber Baker.
Urang teu nyebat tukang patri Baker.
Now I hope I made that real plain.
Harapan abdi ayeuna parantos langkung jelas.
Now the Lord gave these gifts when he ascended on high.
Dan Gusti maparin ieu waktos anjeunna munggah ka manggung.
And so after the original 12 apostles, Matthias was numbered with the apostles.
Parantos dua rasul nu ngawitan, Matias dietang salaku saurang rasul.
The apostle Paul became another apostle.
Rasul Paulus janten rasul sanesna.
Acts 14:14, Barnabas is identified as an apostle.
Saras rasul-rasul 14:14, Barnabas dikenal salaku saurang rasul.
James, the brother to John, was beheaded early in the history of the church.
Yakobus, saudara Yohanes, tampil di payun dina sejarah gereja.
It's my conviction that James, the Lord's brother, became an apostle.
Beyakin yen Yakobus, saudara Gusti Yesus, janten seorang rasul.
In the book of Philippians, the second chapter, Epaphroditus is identified as an apostle.
Yen kitab Filipi pasal 2, Epaphroditus dikenal salaku seorang rasul.
And so there have been other ministries identified after he ascended on high.
Dan aya pelayan-pelayan sanes dikenal saperantos anjeunna munggah ka manggung.
Then I asked this question, how long shall these ministries be here?
Atresna abdi ngajengkeun patarasan ieu dugi ka iraha pelayanan-pelayan ieu aya di dieu.
It says until we all come into the unity of the faith.
Sarukeun dugi ka urang ngahiji dina iman.
In Ephesians 4:3 it speaks of unity of the spirit.
Dina Efesus 4 ayat 3 ieu nyaros ngeunaan hiji roh.
But Ephesians 4:13 till we come to the unity of the faith.
Efeso 4:13 dugi ka urang sadaya ngahiji dina iman.
There's a difference between unity of the spirit and unity of the faith.
Aya hiji perbedaan dina ngahiji dina roh sareng iman.
And between Ephesians 4:3 and Ephesians 4:13, the five ministries appear.
Sareng di antawis Efesus 4 ayat 3 sareng Efesus 4:13 ka lima bidang pelayanan katingali.
I believe it's a desire of God for these five ministries to bring the church into the unity of the faith.
Abdi percanten, ia kahoyong Gusti kanggo kalima bidang pelayanan ia supados nyandat gereja kana hiji iman.
And so I ask the question, how long are these ministries to be in the church?
Dan abdi tumaros, dung kairah pelayanan-pelayanan ia ayah di gereja.
Until we come into the unity of the faith.
Dung ka urang hiji iman.
Or until we come unto the fullness of the stature of Christ. I believe neither of those goals have been attained as of this date. I believe God wants us to attain those goals. And he wants us to honor the existence in the church of these five ministries.
Ayong urang hormatan aya kalima bidang pelayanan ieu di gereja.
So let me just review for a moment how these ministries emerged in the early church.
Janten ijinan abdi mung saukur ngawihan deui sakedap ngeunaan dumaha pelayan-pelayan aya di gereja nu ngawitan.
First, Christ appointed the original 12.
Ngawitan Yesus nunjuk 12 rasul.
And then Jerusalem had the apostles.
Terus Yerusalem ngagaduhan rasul-rasul.
And then Agabus came from Jerusalem.
Terus Agabus dongkap di Yerusalem.
It was possible they had teachers there.
Sanaos anjeunna ngagaduhan pengajaran-pengajaran di ditu.
Caesarea was visited by the apostles and a prophet.
Kaisaria dilongkapan ku rasul-rasul sareng nabi-nabi.
Antioch had both prophets and teachers.
Antiochia ngagaduhan sae nabi atau nabi guru.
And the apostles were sent again from there.
Seorang rasul diutus di situ.
And so I see that these ministries began to emerge in the local church.
Dan nabi ningal pelayanan-pelayanan ieu ngawitan aya di gereja lokal.
All of these five ministries have one specific purpose.
Kalima bidang pelayanan ieu ngagaduhan tujuan khusus.
Although the purposes break down to five purposes.
Emang tujuan-tujuan ieu dirinci tina lima tujuan.
They're not supposed to do all the work. They are to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Their job is to equip the saints to get the job done. That's why I believe in a local evangelist.
I'll
speak of an evangelist later on in one of these sessions. But the evangelist is not just a soul winner himself. He is to equip the saints to be soul winners. The saints are equipped by the apostle. I feel to draw on my own experience for a few moments. I believe when the office of the apostle was honored in Anchorage, many wonderful things happened.
Abdi percanten waktu peran rasul dihormat di gereja abdi seorang hal luar biasa kajantenan.
I believe there began to be an equipping for sending people out of Anchorage and to establish other churches.
Abdi percanten di itu ngawitan ku ngalengkepan kanggo ngutus jalmi-jalmi kaluar di gereja abdi sareng adekeun gereja-gereja sanes.
There was a great increase in missionary endeavor.
Aya hiji peningkatan ti luar biasa dina usaha misionaris.
So we had that gift working in the church.
Dan aya pamasihan nuju didamel di gereja.
At the same time, there was a man working with me by the name of Tom
Edmondson.
He was ordained as a prophet. And so our church had the benefit of the people of God being equipped by a prophet. He He had a remarkable ability to hear from the Lord. In our time of sending people out to establish churches, his voice was heard very clearly. He would have times of personal conference with me as we're working together. He would say, I want to talk with you. When he said that, I made time to talk with him. Because his gift was being used to equip the saints. Then we've had the gift ministries of pastors in our church. And they infuse into the people of pastoral care. It's like it becomes contagious. They're preaching, caring for the people of God. They equip the elders to care for the people of God. And so these five ministries all equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Jantan kalimat bidang pelayanan ia ngalengkepan jalmi-jalmi suci kanggo pada melan pelayanan.
The last ministry mentioned here is the ministry of a teacher.
Pelayanan panungtung nu disebat di dia nyaita pelayanan seorang guru.
My primary gifting is more preaching than teaching.
Karunia utami abdi nyaita khutbah sanes guru.
Some men have more of a gift of teaching than preaching.
Para jalmi langkung ngagaduan karunia guru tibatan khutbah.
And so God wonderfully used the gift of a teacher and teachers in our Bible school.
Okay, Gusti secara luar biasa nganggo karunia seorang guru, sareng guru-guru di seminar Alkitab Abdi.
Now I'd like to speak about the ministry of the apostle in more detail.
Enabdi bade nyarios ngenaan pelayanan rasul-rasul secara jentre.
I made a study of the job description of an apostle.
Abdi diajar rincian tugas seorang rasul.
I studied out what the apostles individually had accomplished under God.
Abi diajar naon ku rasul-rasul secara pribadi rengsekeun dina handapeun pimpinan Gusti.
It was amazing to me to realize that after the first chapter of the book of Acts, some apostles' names never appeared.
Abi kagum pisan waktu sadar yen saparantos pasal hiji kitab rasul-rasul sabeberapa nami rasul henteu muncul.
Some of the people who walked with Jesus, their name does not appear after Acts 1.
Sabar jalmi mapah sareng Yesus nami-nami aranjeunna henteu muncul saperantos cariyos parmanas rasul pasal hiji.
Even Andrew, Peter's brother, his name does not appear in the furtherance of the book of Acts.
Okay, Andreas, saderek Petrus namina henteu aya terasna dina cariyos parmanas rasul.
This is also true of such persons as Bartholomew and Thomas.
Itu deui jalmi-jalmi sapertos Bartolomeus sareng Thomas.
And so, as I studied the subject of the job description of an apostle, I found out there wasn't much more they had done.
Abdi abdi diajar pokok ngenaan rincian tugas seorang rasul abdi mendakan yen henteu patos seueur nu ku aranjeunna dilakukeun. Secara pribadi abdi
I personally believe they did great things.
Percanten aranjeunna ngalakukeun hal-hal nu ageung.
But I can't find it written in the Bible, perhaps it's in church history.
Aing abdi henteu tiasa mendakan eta diserat dina Alkitab panginten ieu aya dina sejarah gareja.
I found that some of the apostles were used to write portions of the Bible.
Abdi mendakan sabeberapa rasul dianggo kanggo nyerat bagian-bagian dina Alkitab.
But I found out that the apostle Barnabas didn't write any part of the Bible.
Aing abdi mendakan rasul Barnabas henteu nyerat bagian.
And again, the apostle Andrew didn't write part of the Bible.
Mana bae tina Alkitab? Itu dari Rasul Andreas.
And oftentimes when we think of apostles, we think of Paul or Peter or James or John.
Bisa lantas orang ngimut ngenaan rasul-rasul, orang ngimut ngenaan Paulus, sareng Petrus, atau napi Yakobus, sareng Yohanes.
And so we have venerated the office so high that nobody operates in that particular function in the church.
Henteu orang ngahormatan jabatan eta luhur pisan dugi ka henteu aya saurang oge tiasa ngalakukeun fungsi eta di gareja.
And so if anybody suggests there are apostles today, they begin to think, well, he thinks he's like the apostle Paul.
Rasa abaya nu nyarankeun yen aya rasul-rasul ayeuna ieu aranjeunna ngawitan ngimut bah emutanana anjeunna sapertos rasul Paulus.
I would like to follow the example of the apostle Barnabas.
Abdi bade ngiring tuladan rasul Barnabas.
He was a man known as a person who was a great encourager.
Anjeunna kenal salaku saurang nu masian sumanget.
He went and found Saul of Tarsus and brought him to Antioch.
Jeuna angkat nepangan Saulus di Tarsus, teras nyandakna ka Antioquia.
And then he went out with Paul on his first missionary journey.
Terasna jeuna angkat sareng Paulus kana perjalanan misina anu ngawitan.
And then he had a nephew named Mark that went back from the first trip.
Terasna jeuna ngagaduhan wargi namina Markus nu uwi deui ka perjalanan ngawitan.
And so Barnabas stuck with Mark.
Barnabas tetep ngajak Markus.
And later on, Mark was profitable even to the Apostle Paul.
Markus aya gunana kanggo Rasul Paulus.
And Mark was even used to write one of the Gospels.
Markus dianggo kanggo nyerat salah sahiji Injil.
Now some of us might like to be like Epaphroditus.
Ya, pangitan sabera urang di antawis urang seperti.
He was willing to follow the directions of the Apostle Paul.
Tos Epaphroditus, anjana bade ngiring Rasul Paulus. Hiji hal.
One famous thing about him is that he got sick.
Nu dikenal ngenaan anjana nyaeta anjana teh tedamang.
He was sick almost unto death.
Tedamang pernah hampir maut.
But the Lord had mercy on him. And so most of us could follow that example. So we put the office of the apostle so high. Then in many, many places they are non-existent. And if someone suggests that they are, then they're thinking in terms of these men such as Paul, Peter, James, and John.
Ngenan jalan-jalan seperti Paulus, Petrus, Yakobus, dan Yohanes.
Now, as I speak concerning the ministry of an apostle,
pelayanan seorang rasul.
I am going to use the apostle Paul as a classic example.
Abipade nganggo contoh rasul Paulus salaku contoh nu klasik.
As mentioned a moment ago, he worked together with another apostle named Barnabas.
Rasul nembe abdi disebatkan anjenak didamel sareng rasul sanes nu namina Barnabas.
And the 13th and 14th chapters of the book of Acts is largely given to them going out and establishing churches.
Pasal 13 sareng 14 dicaritakeun barengan rasul-rasul seueur nerangkeun ngeunaan angkatan aranjeunna kaluar sareng ngad gereja-gereja.
So in one way or another, an apostle, I believe, should have some touch with establishing churches if you follow Paul.
Tentengku hiji cara, tetapi cara sanesna seorang rasul abdi percanten kesakedahna aya kaitana sareng ngadegkeun gereja-gereja umpami sareng ngiring culadan Paulus.
By contrast, James was in Jerusalem.
Abangsuna Yakobus netep di Yerusalem.
There's no scriptural reference that he went out and established churches.
Saya ayat menunjukkan yang anjina angkat keluar sareng ngadegkeun gereja-gereja.
So I say this in contrast to what I just said, you can be an apostle and not plant churches.
Tentang naon nu sawangsulna ku abdi nembe dicaroskeun sareng tiasa jantan seorang rasul sareng henteu ngadegkeun gereja-gereja.
And so I follow the example of Paul and Barnabas, they did plant churches.
Patas abdi ngiringan contoh Paulus sareng Barnabas anjina ngadegkeun gereja-gereja.
I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10.
Pribadi ngaos dina hiji Korinta 3 ayat 10.
1 Corinthians 3, verse 10.
Hiji Korinta 3 ayat 10.
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one should be careful how he builds.
Kalian rahmat kurnia Allah ibarat tukang bangunan anu ahli sim kuring geus masang hiji pondamen sinari adegkeun ku anu sejen anu ngadegkeun dirinya kudu salu disaluyukeun adeganana jeung eta.
Paul was an expert builder.
Paulus teh saurang ahli bangunan.
We need the expert builders in the church today.
Urang mirugeun seueur ahli bangunan di gereja ayeuna teh.
A man that's in the building trade knows how to lay a foundation.
Saurang nu bisnis dina bidang wangunan terang kumaha masang hiji pondasi.
In America we lay a concrete foundation.
Di Amerika abdi masang hiji pondasi beton.
The foundation must be laid exactly according to the plans.
Pondasi teh kedah dipasang pas saluyu sareng rencana.
It's best if it's square and it's level.
Nu paling sae nya eta bentuk segi opat sareng rata.
Otherwise the whole building built upon it will not be properly built.
Mami henteu sarea gedong diwangun di luhureunana moal diwangun pas.
And the apostle Paul identified himself as a wise master builder.
Sareng Rasul Paulus nyebut dirina salaku ahli wangunan nu wicaksana.
In this verse he says, by the grace God has given me.
Nah, ayat ieu disaurkeun saluyu sareng sikurnia Allah anu dianugerahkeun ka abdi.
One translation I've read reads thusly, the special endowment for my task.
Jadi terjemahan kuabdi diaos usina anugerah khusus kanggo tugas anjena.
And so he laid a proper foundation.
Anjena nyimpen pondasi nu tepat.
And that foundation was Jesus Christ.
Pondasi eta teh Yesus Kristus.
The church is likened unto a building in many scriptures.
Gereja disamikeun sareng hiji wangunan dina seueur ayat Alkitab.
And it must be built properly.
Ieu kedah diwangun secara pas.
Also, Paul related personally to churches and the people.
Oke, Paulus secara pribadi aya hubungan sareng gereja-gereja sareng jalmi-jalmi.
In 2 Corinthians 11, he spoke of the many hardships that he endured.
Ina 2 Korintus anjeunna nyaros ngeunaan seueurna kasangsaran nu kedah ditanggung.
But he said, in addition to all of this, it comes upon me daily the care of all the churches.
Neng anjeunna nyarios tambihan deui aya urusan anjeunna sadinten nyaeta kanggo miara sadaya jamaah.
He was not there present in immediate oversight.
Anjeunna aya di ditu kanggo merhatoskeun.
But he had a care and concern in his heart for those churches.
Neng manahna merhatoskeun sareng peduli ka gereja-gereja eta.
He wrote to the Corinthian church that he was like a father to them.
Anjeunna nyarat ka jemaah Korinta yen anjeunna sapertos ramana.
He said, by comparison, you may have 10,000 teachers, but only one father.
Anjeunna nyaos salaku perbandingan sareng panginten ngagaduhan 10.000 guru namung mung hiji jelema.
He did not want them to address them as a title of father, but he was like a father to them.
Anjeunna teu hayang nyebat diriku gelar rama, nanging anjeunna janten saurang rama kanggo aranjeunna.
In our experience of raising up men of God and women of God, they have become sons and daughters, even to me personally.
Dina pangalamanna bisa daya ngeunaan ngahudangkeun pamegat Gusti sareng istri aranjeunna parantos janten murangkeuli secara pribadi ka lebet abdi.
Then a wonderful father-son, father-daughter relationship.
Eta hubungan endah antawis rama murangkali.
Paul related individually to certain churches and certain persons.
Paulus kagungan hubungan secara pribadi ka gereja-gereja nu tangtu sareng ka jalmi-jalmi nu tangtu.
He said to the first to the Corinthians, and it's written in 1 Corinthians 9 that he was their apostle.
Taranjeunna ka jemaah di Korinta, ieu diserat dina 2 Korintus 8 yen anjeunna teh.
He said, if I'm not an apostle to others,
rasulna,
doubtless I'm an apostle to you.
Saurna kanggo nusanes anjeunna teh sanes rasul, nanging kanggo aranjeunna kami teh rasul.
Because you're the fruit of my apostolic ministry.
Sabarna teh buah tina padamelan ti pelayanan karasulan kami.
What he was saying, he was not everybody's apostle.
Anku anjeunna disaurkeun yen anjeunna teh sanes rasul kanggo satiap jalmi.
A local pastor is not everybody's pastor.
Saurang gembala lokasi sanes gembala satiap jalmi.
A pastor in a local church is not necessarily a pastor of everybody in the neighborhood.
Orang gembala di gereja lokal sanes gembala di setiap lingkungan ana.
He's only the pastor to those who submit to his pastoral ministry.
Anjeunna mung gembala ka aranjeunna nu tunduk kana pelayanan penggembalaanana.
And so I personally am not apostle to everybody I meet.
Kana secara pribadi abdi sanes rasul kanggo setiap jami anu pendak sareng abdi.
I'm not apostle to all kinds of pastors and preachers that I don't know.
Abdi sanes rasul kanggo sareng jenis gembala sareng tukang khutbah anu abdi teu kenal.
But there's a family of churches that have been raised up that look to me as a father and their apostle.
Neng aya hiji keluarga-keluarga gereja-gereja anu parantos digugahkeun anu ningal abdi salaku sareng rama sareng rasul aranjeunna.
I am bold to declare that today because I want you to know it can be lived out.
Abdi wantun nganyatakeun ieu dinten ayeuna kumariki abdi hoyong saderek terang ieu tiasa dijalankeun.
When this happened to me, I suffered criticism.
Waktos ieu di kajantenan ka abdi dikritik.
But God has maintained this in our lives.
Abdi parantos ngurus ieu dina hirup abdi sadaya.
I'd like to speak more about the ministry of the apostle.
Abdi hoyong nyarios langseur ngeunaan pelayanan rasul.
Again illustrated by the apostle Paul.
Jadi digambarkan ku Rasul Paulus.
He seemed to operate like a personnel officer.
Katingalina anjeunna janten saurang padamel.
He did this as people were willing to relate to him.
Anjeunna ngalakukeun ieu waktos jalmi-jalmi hoyong aya hubungan sareng anjeunna.
He sent Timothy to Corinth one time.
Anjeunna ngintun ka Timotius ka Korinta dina hiji waktos.
And he asked Timothy to remain in Ephesus.
Timotius disunkeun kanggo netep di Efesus.
I believe that Timothy was the senior minister in Ephesus.
Api percantan Timotius teh pandeta senior di Efesus.
He was there because the Apostle Paul asked him to remain there.
Anjeunna aya di dinya teh kumarki Rasul Paulus nyuhunkeun anjeunna kanggo netep di dinya.
It's written also that he left Titus in Crete.
Aya oge disarat yen anjeunna ngantunkeun Titus di Kreta.
But he had people related to him in that vein that he could help them in their service to the Lord.
Dinya aya jalmi-jalmi anu aya hubungan sareng anjeunna dina jaringan eta dugi ka anjeunna tiasa nulungan dina pelayanan ka Gusti.
Now the apostle also exercised verbal authority.
Eta rasul oge ngalakukeun otoritas ku cariosan sareng saratan.
I think we should approach this very, very carefully.
Mutanabi urang sakedana nyaketan ieu ku cara anu hati-hati.
I'm not a writer of the Bible as with Paul.
Abi sanes tukang nyerat Alkitab sapertos Paulus.
But Paul did have a certain earned authority in churches.
Aing Paulus ngakaduhan kawasan utang tu kanggo gereja-gereja.
In 1 Corinthians 7:17 he says he laid down a rule in all the churches concerning certain marriage factors.
Dina 1 Korintus 7:17 anjeunna netepkeun peraturan kanggo gereja ngeunaan faktor-faktor utang tu dina pernikahan.
He spoke to the Corinthian church about how they had been having the Lord's Supper in error or doing it wrong.
Anjeunna nyarios ka jamaah di Korinta ngeunaan kumaha aranjeunna lepat dina perjamuan ti Gusti atanapi ngalakukan secara lepat.
He said he'd give further instructions when he got there.
Saur anjeunna baris masihan petunjuk-petunjuk kanu satarasna umpami parantos aya di dinya.
And then in 2 Corinthians the 8th chapter said, I'm going to give you my advice.
Sareng satarasna di 2 Korintus pasal 8 saurna kuring baris mamatahan maneh.
This was advice about giving of money and their means.
Eta papatah ngeunaan masian atos maksud aranjeunna.
He told the Thessalonians if someone doesn't obey his instructions, said, avoid them.
Anjeunna masian terang jamaah di Salonika yen umpami salah saurang teu ngiring kana petunjuk-petunjuk jauhan aranjeunna.
I want to speak personally again.
Abdi bade nyaroskeun ieu cara pribadi deui.
I operate in our churches by invitation, not imposition.
Abdi ngalian di gereja kumargi uleman sanes kahoyong nyalira.
Some of the churches we have founded no longer regard me as their apostle.
Sabaraha gareja anu diadegkeun henteu nyebat deui abdi salaku rasul.
I think it's maybe about like 5 churches. I haven't counted them, but about 5.
Mun abdi ieu kitu-kitu 5 gareja nanging abdi henteu.
So I cannot operate in their life in this ministry.
Ngentangna kitu-kitu 5. Jalan abdi henteu tiasa ngalayan dina hirup aranjeunna dina pelayanan ieu.
There's something like about 80 men out there who are fivefold ministers who relate to me in that way, however.
Aya kita 80 jalmi di ditu nu aya dina 5 pelayanan nu aya hubungana sareng abdi ka cara kitu kumaha oge.
And I find that I am their servant.
Abdi mendakan yang abdi teh pelayana.
I've had men ask me, would you be an apostle to me?
Aya jalmi nu nyuhunkeun abdi kersahan henteu sadaya janten rasul abdi.
And I had to say, I don't have the time to serve you. And if I do, I won't be able to serve the others as I should.
Abi nyarios, abi henteu kagungan waktos kanggo ngalayanan anjeun, sareng upami abi dilakukan abi henteu tiasa ngalayanan nu sanesna sapertos anu sakedahna ngalakukeun.
Paul had great authority that I don't believe I have.
Paulus ngagaduhan kawasa anu ageng anu abi mah henteu kagungan.
And I only have influence in people's lives as they give me that influence.
Abi mong kagungan pamor dina hirup jalmi-jalmi waktos aranjeunna masian pangaruh eta.
But Paul said that he used his authority to build them up and not tear them down.
Ngeureun saur Paulus yen anjeunna ngagunakeun kawasa kanggo ngawangun aranjeunna sareng sanes kanggo.
He did not deny his authority.
Anjeunna henteu nampi kawasana.
But he used it not to destroy them, but to edify them. I'd like to have us read Ephesians 2:20, please.
Abi nyungkeun urang ngaos dina Efesus 2 ayat 20.
Ephesians 2:20.
Efesus 2 ayat 20.
Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
Diadegkeun dina hiji pondamen benang rasul-rasul jeung nabi-nabi serta jadi batu pamageuhna nyaeta Kristus ku anjeun.
He's speaking of the church being likened unto a building.
Anjeunna nuju nyaros yen gereja teh sami sareng hiji wangunan.
The chief cornerstone is Jesus.
Batu pamageuh teh Yesus.
He is always the preeminent one.
Anjeunna teh hiji-hiji nu utami ti kapungkur.
But the church is built also on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
Nah, ingat gereja oge dibangun di luhur pondasi para rasul-rasul sareng para nabi-nabi.
In too many places these foundation stones have been disregarded.
Di seluruh tempat batu-batu pondasi teh dianggap tidak penting.
It's my conviction that as long as there's a church, there's a need of adequate foundation.
Abi yakin salami diri tu ayah hiji gereja ayah keperluan pondasi anu nyumponan.
This scripture speaks of the building being fitly framed together grows to be an holy habitation in the Lord.
Yatia nyarios ngenaan sadaya wangunan rapi kasusuna janten bait Allah nu suci di lebet Gusti.
And as long as there's a church, there's a need of foundation stones.
Selama diri itu ayah hiji gereja, ayah keperyogan kanggo batu-batu pondasi.
The church today desperately needs the ministry of God-called apostles.
Ayana teh gereja leres-leres meryogikan pelayan Gusti disebat rasul-rasul.
Again, the apostle is used to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Rasul dianggo ngalengkepan jalmi-jalmi suci kanggo tugas pelayanan.
We need to have apostles with signs and wonders following them, as did the Apostle Paul.
Sareng periyogi ngakaduhan rasul-rasul sareng tanda-tanda sareng mujizat-mujizat nu nyarengan sapatos nilakan ku Rasul Paulus.
We need to have evangelists like Philip, where in Samaria wonderful, marvelous things happened.
Sareng periyogi ngakaduhan juru Injil sapatos Filipus waktu di Samaria hal-hal endah luar biasa kajantenan.
We need to have believers who lay hands upon the sick and they'll get well.
Orang periyogi pengakuan jalan-jalan percantan, nu baris numpangkan panangan, kanun terdamang, aranjana baris ngadamangkan.
So in finality, let me say this.
Ijinan, abdi nyaruskan iyo.
The five ministries are still in the church.
Kalima pelayanan iyo masih ayah di gereja.
There may be a potential apostle right in your church, in the country where you live.
Pangitan ayah seorang nu kagungan bakat dan rasul di gereja saderek, di negara di mana saderek tinggi.
As that gift and grace is recognized, give it your heart and your assistance to come into fruition.
Atas karunia sareng anugerah dikenal pasikeun manah saderek sareng bantos saderek supados buahan.
Perhaps some of you who are now pastoring churches have resident within you the gift of an apostle.
Pangitan sababara di antayu saderek ayeuna nuju ngembangkeun gereja-gereja sareng di lingkungan saderek di pasian saurang rasul.
If it's certified before God and also certified by your brethren, then move on into it.
Jadi giatkan di payunan Allah sareng ku saderek saiman lajeng lebet kana pelayanan eta. Saderek baris.
You'll find that it's not an easy job.
Ingkeun yen ieu teh sanes padamelan.
But it's necessary according to the word of the Lord.
Gampil. Hayang ieu perlu kita numutkeun pangandika Gusti.
My prayer is may God give us many apostles.
Anada abdi nya eta mugi Gusti masihan ka urang seueur rasul.
The church needs many apostles in these last days.
Gereja merlukeun seueur rasul dina dinten-dinten akhir ieu.
Ephesians 5 speaks in terms of the bride coming into perfection.
Efesus 5 nyeros dina konteks panganten nu dongkap sampurna teu aya cacatna.
And so in your church and where you are,
itu di gereja saderek sareng di mana saderek aya,
all five of these ministries are needed to fulfill the purposes of God.
Kalima bidang pelayanan ieu diperyogikeun kanggo nedunan tujuan-tujuan Allah.
In my next session I'll be speaking on the ministry of the prophet, evangelist, pastor and teacher.
Dina sesi salajengna abdi bade nyaros ngeunaan pelayanan nabi, juru Injil, gembala sareng guru.
God bless you all.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek sadayana.